The first Sunday of Advent, which is this time that, you know, 4 Sundays prior to the celebration of Christmas, we blessed what we call the Advent wreath, those candles. And each Sunday, we light another one. And in the blessing, it says, as we walk towards the light, and as that light, you know, shines brighter and brighter, may also our hearts be, you know, enlightened or illumined by the same faith in the Lord. Today is the 3rd Sunday of this time of Advent, which means, you know, we have 1 more Sunday and the celebration of Christmas, you know, will happen. Of the 4 candles that we have there, today we light the one has a different color. You know, there are 3 of them are violet in color and 1 is rose color. And the idea is because the 3rd Sunday of Advent that we are celebrating today is called the Day of Joy. Joy because we are walking towards that light. And it comes to a point that we can see that light. We are not there yet. So the joy should already be with us. One famous book years ago, no, The Little Prince, it would say, the priest talking to a fox, you know, would say, you know, what is, the fox was teaching, what is about friendship? Who is a friend? A friend is someone who, if you know they're coming at 6, at 4, your heart is already rejoicing. That's how you expect, you wait for a friend. That's what we celebrate. Now we begin the joy that in the air. Now, reality might be a little different because people might be in starting, you know, panic mode. Procrastinators or those who have little patience, especially in parking lots, lines, you know, aisles of, you know, stores, or nowadays in front of a computer. You know, this is the time that you say, oh, I have, you know, I cannot wait any longer. How can we do? Will I be able to finish whatever I have to do? Well, that's the message that we must prepare our heart. Not long ago, I think this week, not long ago, we heard that, or read or saw a discourse in the United Nations by the Swedish girl, Greta Thunberg, I think it's her last name, and talking to world leaders on climate change and the environment and the necessity for us to do something. And it came to mind for me this week because she was named Person of the Year, I think, by Time Magazine. I don't know what that means, but that's what I read. And one thing that she mentions that, you know, basically pointing her finger at the world leaders was, you robbed me my dreams. And I was thinking of that because during this time of Advent, we hear a lot from the prophet Isaiah. And there's a lot of poetry there. Only those, I think, able to dream can be a poet, or can read poetry, or can relate with poetry. More than 50 years ago, Martin Luther King said, "I have a dream" speech, famous one. And that was a beautiful vision. Because we must always have a dream. To have a dream, I do not mean here to be daydreaming, you know, and wandering away from things that we have to do in life. To have a dream is in the sense of having a purpose, looking forward, never giving up. There are many situations when things will be just dark, harsh, impossible. Yet, we heard in the gospel when John the Baptist, who was in prison, he sent his disciples home to ask if Jesus was the one that you were supposed to wait for, the anointed one, the chosen one by God. And what Jesus tell the disciples, he says, you know, go back and tell John what you see. And what they were seeing was that the impossible was happening. See that the blind regain their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised. All these people who had reason to stop dreaming, basically saying life is over, especially we're talking here, you know, 2,000 years ago. They had no future. And Jesus was there, giving them purpose in their lives, reason to dream again and believe. So the message is for us, never give up. Even in matters that could be personal situations, illnesses, misunderstanding, division, family life, I don't know, so many, each one of us will know the things that are trying to steal away our dreams. Even with all those, we are called to believe. We are called to trust. It's a message that we celebrate at every time. It's the core of our faith. Because when we celebrate and say that death, which would be the end of all the dreams, and in our faith in Jesus says that not even that, death has been conquered, is not the end. Life, eternal life, is the end. So I believe for some people this is a very busy time. Others, I think they're done by September, October, everything that they have to do. God bless them. I'm not one of those. But above all, it is a time to allow the joy to come and renew our dreams. Dreams that are not fantasy. dreams that are reality. We live in a world that many people, and in many ways, are indeed trying to kill our dreams, to say, you're not allowed this anymore. It's one more reason to believe and to bring back Jesus at the center of this season. He is the light that will illumine all the possibility of our dreams. And we are at that moment that we can see that light. What we need, walk toward it. And you will see the difference. And you will never say, you have killed my dreams. We might say, you have even tried to. But the guarantee that the dream will never die is greater, because it's the Lord who has promised. And when the Lord promises, He will deliver.